relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
You should all be fired from your day jobs, because if your employers knew that you were more inefficient than the DMV, you would be replaced in a heartbeat. I literally just finished a conference call because I'm having to multitask to be here to address you guys. You're a bunch of cowards hiding behind our children as an excuse for keeping schools closed. You think you're some sort of martyrs because of the decisions you're making, when the statistics do not lie that the vast majority of the population is not at risk from this virus. The garbage workers who pick up my freaking trash risk their lives every day more than anyone in this school system. Figure it out or get off the podium. Because you know what? There are people like me and a line of other people out there who will gladly take your seat and figure it out. It's not a high bar. Raise the freaking bar.
God bless that man. From the Commonwealth of Virginia, a parent who's had enough and who addressed the school board of Loudoun County and demanded that they do their job or they could be replaced. But how do you replace them? Don't just get angry. Run for that position, because he's right. If you, let's repost that video. It's on my Twitter feed. It's enlightening to watch the rest of that video as he walks out of the chamber and the attitude of the chair of the Loudoun School Board. The arrogance, the dripping nonchalance that she has. Who is this plebeian? Who is this peasant? And how they dare to question us. Well, guess what? Do something about it. Run for that position. Organize. Get them recalled. Primary them. Because that's the only way it will change. Welcome, my friends. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. We have quite a day for you today. Lots of news. Most of it not good. We have dozens of executive orders coming out of the Biden White House. already we have just four signed on this day in the name of equity and social justice. Let me share with you a couple of the presidential orders. President Biden has informed the Department of Justice that they are not allowed to renew any contracts with prisons in America that are run by private corporations. What do you think is going to happen to those prisoners in those prisons when those contracts expire? President Biden has ordered the Department of Health and Human Services to create COVID-19 health equity. Health equity. If you know what that is, you're a smarter man than I am. Because what it really is an excuse to get government into your lives more than ever. And if you're a conservative, you better watch out. Also issued today from the Department of Homeland Security is a warning from the Assistant Secretary. It is called officially a National Terrorism Advisory System Bulletin. And you need to know its contents. The Acting Secretary of Homeland Security has issued this new advisory bulletin due to a heightened threat environment across the United States, which DHS believes will persist in the weeks following the successful presidential inauguration. Successful, yes, we love it when 27,000 troops have to put razor wire around our capital. That is the definition of success, isn't it? After a bunch of yahoos broke into Congress. Information suggests that some ideologically motivated violent extremists with objections to the exercise of governmental authority and the presidential transition, as well as other perceived grievances fueled by false narratives could continue to mobilize to incite or commit violence. I'm fascinated. What are those false narratives, Mr. Acting Secretary of Homeland Security? Are they related to, oh, I don't know, 4 years of the Russia hoax? And are these individuals who are continuing to mobilize to incite or commit violence the same individuals that cost America $3 billion worth of damage in the BLM and Antifa riots across the country with over 30 Americans murdered? Did you issue a National Terrorism Advisory System bulletin back then? If not, why not? Is it because left-wing violence is just dandy for the Biden administration? The bulletin continues. The Department of Homeland Security is concerned that these same drivers to violence will remain through early 2021 and some domestic violent extremists. This is a new terminology. They say DVEs. What is a DVE? Is it a Trump voter? Some domestic violent extremists may be emboldened by the January 6, 2021 breach of the U.S. Capitol building in Washington, D.C. to target elected officials and government facilities. Oh, really? Targeted how? Maybe let's listen to how they may want to target certain individuals. These are Democrats inciting violence. Audio cut 12. Play cut.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
But Michelle Witt says that, you know, when they go low, we go high. No. When they go low, we kick them.
I I need you to go out and talk to your friends and talk to your neighbors. I want you to talk to them whether they're independent or whether they are Republican. I want you to argue with them and get in their face.
Donald Trump is a guy who, you understand, he hurts you. And my testosterone sometimes makes me want to feel like punching him, and which would be bad for this elderly, out-of-shape man.
Maxine Waters, Eric Holder, Obama, and Senator Booker. Are you investigating them, Department of Homeland Security, for incitement to violence? Oh, and the last couple of lines are wonderful. Your choice can make a difference. Choose nonviolent ways to make your voice heard and support friends and family in doing the same. Does that apply to Black Lives Matter, DHS? Does it apply to Antifa? Does it apply to the people who murdered Captain David Dawn and filmed him bleeding out on the pavement as he was trying to stop rioters? Communities are strongest when they are not divided. Is that why the Democrats have begun to try Donald Trump in the Senate after 74 million Americans voted for him? Is that how you bring a nation back together? I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Today, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk, Jennifer Horn, Breitbart's Alan Bukhari, and next, John Solomon.
You know, for me, it's not about what my colleagues in Congress have to say. It's about the American people. It's about 75 million Trump voters that the majority of them know the election was stolen.
That can get you in trouble. Somebody, an elected congresswoman on your radio saying that Trump voters think there was something wrong with the last election. I'm playing it again just so that you understand all the texts we're getting, all the DMs and the messages, why we are not live streaming on YouTube with only 29 million views already, because you're not allowed to exercise your First Amendment rights as a congresswoman. That's why we have been suspended for 1 week. But we don't care. We keep up the fight. We are on Rumble, the YouTube First Amendment alternative. And I've just been texted by one of our listeners. He says you can get Rumble on your Roku. All the rows, all the rumbles are sticking together. So subscribe on our Rumble channel, Sebastian Gorka. It's actually rumble.com/Seb Gorka, or look for it on your Roku box. And we're everywhere else as well. Just, you know, Instagram and all that other stuff. And hopefully Parler will be back soon. First guest of the day, who somebody I'm sure might have an opinion on all of that, is our good friend, the creator, the founder, the editor-in-chief, the president of justthenews.com, John Solomon. Follow him at J Solomon Reports. John, we got so much to talk about, breaking stuff on your website, but your, yes, your reaction to big tech and how they treat the First Amendment.
Well, you know, I wish they were this aggressive in policing Adam Schiff's comments when he kept saying there was collusion.
Wow.
And in fact, Robert Mueller's own investigation showed there was an American where there was evidence of collusion. They just have played, you know, it'd be a little more credible if they policed both sides, but this is a one-sided censorship debate. It infringes not only on the freedom of the press and the freedom of expression, it really infringes on the good common sense of Americans. Americans are smart enough to sort through and make up their own minds. They don't need a nanny state called YouTube or Twitter or Facebook. And the long-term impact of these decisions are that these brands, these iconic brands in American, in the American marketplace, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, others like it, they're going to become smaller and rejected by larger Americans. They're harming their business model while doing no good, really, to the public dialogue.
Is this in part, is this lack of consistency in general across media platforms, would it be fair to say that's one of the reasons you created justthenews.com?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, just to give people facts and let them make up their own mind. We have plenty of opinion. We have plenty of debate. We have plenty of humor. But it seems like we're lacking in facts to make our mind up. And so the censorship that was going on, their entire house of stories that weren't being told, like Russia collusion, the unraveling of it, the Washington Post, New York Times, they've censored or just simply ignored it. And so, yeah, we wanted to create an opportunity where people can get more facts and make up their own mind. And the reaction has been both humbling and overwhelming. I mean, we have anywhere from 10 to 20 million readers a month coming to just to check out our stories and to get the facts. And we're going to keep serving that audience as best we can.
That's great news. And we knew it would be a massive success. You have such, you know, a wider net and more visibility. Let me just ask you one thing before we talk about your latest articles. Can you recall in the last 4 years, as you were covering the Russia hoax, was any left-wing platform, any mainstream platform on YouTube or anywhere else canceled, suspended, or demonetized because they spoke about the Russia hoax?
No, certainly not for the Russia hoax. No, that one got a free pass, even though today, every day we learn, thanks to the declassification from President Trump, we learn even insidious the hoax was than even I thought. And I covered it for 4 years. I was wrong. It was worse than even I thought in my reporting. But no, no one got censored. There have been a few liberals here and there. Kathy Griffith, I think, one time it got censored for some, you know, outrageous comments she made. But this is a one-sided censorship affair right now. And it's bad for America. When you start to hear the Mexican president, the German chancellor, yes, and the Russian opposition leader start to say something's wrong in America, maybe we ought to stand up and listen. They may be right about it.
All right, let's get to the news. You have justthenews.com. What is the latest when it comes to this mysterious informant, Stefan Halper, and difficulties, the problems that were created for Carter Page?
Yeah, listen, we now have, for the first time, 4.5 years after it happened, or nearly 4.5 years after it happened, the transcript of an intercept in which Stefan Halper, an academic working under the control of the FBI, as what is known as a confidential human source, we'd call him an informant, recorded a conversation with Carter Page. It happened 4 days before the first FISA warrant was approved, submitted by the FBI and approved by the FISA court. And in this conversation, the FBI tasked Halper to test Carter Page on the four main allegations that Christopher Steele's dossier made about Carter Page, the four, what we now know to be Russian disinformation, false allegations. But at the time, Stefan Halper said, hey, ask him, probe him on this, find out what he has. Now, Carter Page doesn't know he's talking to an FBI informant. He thinks he's talking to a fellow academic, and he gets pressed on all of these things. Hey, did you meet with these two Russians? No, I didn't. I don't even know them. I don't have their contacts. I know one by, you know, media clips. I don't even know the other guy's name. Hey, did you have anything to do with the RNC's platform, changing it to make it more friendly? No, I stayed arm's length away from that. Hey, did you guys, was the Trump campaign involved with WikiLeaks and hacking Hillary Clinton's email? No, that's not something we would get involved with. Bad idea. We wouldn't do it. Despite those denials, which is in normal FBI processes, if someone said those four things and made four spontaneous admissions of innocence that debunked the allegations against them, the FBI's normal processes to put a stop break on. Wait a second, we may have this wrong. In fact, the control document that set up the operation said, if Stefan Halper doesn't get any admissions from Carter Page, we're going to move on. We're going to go on somewhere else. But that's not what happened. Instead, 4 days later, knowing that these allegations were false, knowing that Carter Page denied them, they went to the FISA court and said, we believe Carter Page met with these two Russians, may have meddled with the RNC thing, may have been part of an effort to hijack WikiLeaks. Please give us the right to spy on him. It is remarkable that this level of evidence of innocence was hidden from the courts. I showed it to lots of FBI officials who used to have the jobs of approving FISAs and managing confidential human informants. And to the T, every one of those ex-FBI officials said, it should have been shut down. There was no probable cause. This undercut any grounds to investigate Donald Trump or Carter Page. That's what professional, longtime FBI experts tell us. And yet, the James Comey, Andrew McCabe cabal at the top of the FBI allowed this to happen and to injure the country for more than 3 years.
Incredible, but you were on the case through it all. He is the creator of justthenews.com. Bookmark it today. Check it regularly. Also, his book, Fallout, Nuclear Bribes, Russian Spies, and the Washington Lies that Enriched the Clinton and Biden Dynasties. Follow him right now on Twitter at J Solomon Reports. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We are live streaming on Facebook on our webpage 24/7. You can listen to the show at sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. You can also watch us there. The video stream is up on our webpage. And don't forget the YouTube alternative where they don't censor you. It's called Rumble, rumble.com/sebgorka, where you can catch all our videos. This is the Salem Radio Network. Don't touch that dial. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Do you remember the Mueller probe? 20 months, $35 million, dozens of agents, hundreds of witness interviews and subpoenas. And at the end, no crime, no collusion, but a weird listing of 10 hypothetical examples of obstructions of justice that could pertain, perhaps in an alternate universe, to the then incumbent Donald Trump. Well, now it seems as if it's a little bit more complicated. We have the latest piece that's posted now on our Twitter and Facebook feeds. It's from justthenews.com by our good friend John Solomon. It's entitled The Obstruction Boomerang. John, what is the obstruction boomerang?
Well, we have to take everybody back to the very hyperventilating moments of May 2017. That's when the Russia case was exploding in the media, even though it was crumbling behind the scenes at the FBI, was on everyone's minds. And President Trump fired James Comey as the FBI director. And then all of a sudden, they were investigating the president for obstruction of justice for firing someone that he had the right to fire. Right. And as we later learned out from the IG investigations, the grounds for dismissing Comey were strong. He violated FBI rules and regulations on multiple occasions. But at the time, it was made to look like the president had fired James Comey at that moment in May to try to stop the Russia investigation. We now know the Russia investigation was stopping itself. The evidence was petering out. They knew everything they had was Russian disinformation or uncorroborated. But the public didn't know that, and the media were feeding this frenzy. What we didn't know at the time was that in the first moments, right after acting FBI Director Andy McCabe, he had been the deputy to Comey, he stepped in as the acting FBI director, he made the decision himself, I'm going to investigate the President of the United States for obstruction of justice. And he tells Rod Rosenstein, I've done this. You got no say in it. I've already done it. And Rosenstein McCabe keeps notes of this conversation, as does his lawyer, the now well-known Lisa Page, who was having the affair with Peter Strzok and did all those text messages. They both memorialize these conversations they're having with Rod Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general. And in these conversations, Rosenstein drops a bombshell, which they put in their notes. Hey, guys, we didn't fire, the idea to fire Comey just didn't happen recently because of Russia. We started talking about it with Jeff Sessions in January of 17.
Wow.
In fact, it had nothing to do with Russia. I've been trying to talk the president not to put Russia in the statement because we didn't fire him for Russia. We fired him for other things. And McCabe writes this. This undercuts any sense of obstruction of justice. The FBI knew at the moment they were opening this probe that the plan or the preparations or the effort to fire Comey started in January on something other than Russia. Does that make it into the Mueller report? No. Does it affect the equation? No. Now, you take those notes, and I went out to several veteran FBI agents and supervisors and said, if you were thinking of opening an obstruction of justice case and you got this level of information, here's what you got. Tell me what you do. And they'd say to the T, every one of them said, you close it down. There's no basis for obstruction of justice. In fact, it's an admission of innocence and more important, or evidence of innocence. More importantly, starting an obstruction investigation would be an abuse of the FBI's power based on the evidence you just showed me. That's what career FBI officials told me. Not, again, the same thing we just talked about before the commercial break. Not in the James Comey, Andy McCabe FBI. The rules that other FBI agents filed apparently didn't apply to Donald Trump. And they launched a two-year obstruction investigation on something that had nothing to do with the Russia case.
So instead of the president committing obstruction of justice, we have evidence, now primary facie evidence, that the president could actually bring a case, a civil case, of abuse of power against the FBI.
Yeah, there are a lot of immunities that the government enjoys, right? So it would be interesting to see whether that's possible. But listen, in the court of public opinion, it's just another example that in this moment in history, 2016, 2017, we had an FBI run by people who didn't follow their own book and who repeatedly helped sustain a false narrative in the public, in the courts, and in the Congress. And that deserves us all. It doesn't matter whether you're Democrat or Republican, right, or independent. When your FBI is acting this way, it deserves all of us.
Yeah. I think now that he's got his new office of the former president, the president should consider bringing a civil suit against those who perverted the course of justice. In the meantime, get this man's book, Fallout, Nuclear Bribes, Russian Spies, and the Washington Lies That Enriched the Clinton and Biden Dynasties. Follow him at J. Solomon Reports on Twitter and bookmark his company, the superb new news corporation. We love it. He's got his own news agency. It's justthenews.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. The call board is full. We'll go to your calls next. We are broadcasting live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Are you suffering from daily pain? Doesn't matter what causes it. Old age, overexercise. If you have found relief nowhere else, you must try this 100% drug-free product called Relief Factor. Just listen to Debron from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I'm feeling. Thank you. What a story. Do you want to be the next Relief Factor success story? Well, there's only one way to find out. Order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening, just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you, like it works for me, Debron, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Call 800-500-8384 or go to relieffactor.com. It costs the paltry sum of $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You know it makes sense. You've waited long enough. Do it now. 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Second, we have to turn down the capability of these conservative influencers to reach these huge audiences. There are people on YouTube, for example, that have a larger audience than daytime CNN, and they are extremely radical and pushing extremely radical views. And so it's up to the Facebooks and YouTubes in particular to think about whether or not they want to be effectively cable networks for disinformation. And then we're going to have to figure out the OANN and Newsmax problem. You know, that these companies have freedom of speech, but I'm not sure we need Verizon, AT&T, Comcast, and such to be bringing them into tens of millions of homes.
There is no other word. That is fascism. That's Alex Stamos, the chief security officer. Jawohl, mein Herr. For Facebook, saying, there's a problem with Newsmax, with Fox, with conservatives. They're just too popular. Oh, we have a First Amendment. That's the issue, but they shouldn't be carried. You shouldn't be able to listen to them. Why? You heard it. He said it in front of Stealthy Boy on CNN. More people watch them or listen to them than they listen to CNN. Well, we can't have that. We can't have freedom of choice, you little Nazi. It's real. If you disagree with them, that's the problem. We're going to discuss all of that and much more with our special starting every Wednesday, starting today. The second hour is going to be, what are we calling it? Rebuilding the Right. With my national fellow hosts. Today, it's going to be none other than Dinesh D'Souza, your other favorite legal immigrant, and Charlie Kirk, the president and founder of Turning Point USA, here on my show, America First. But first, we should go to your calls. Let's go to Betsy, San Antonio, line one.
Sam, thank you for taking my call. Sure. I have a question for you. I listen to your show every day, the fullness of your show every day. I have heard you say before that you are not for secession or for a third party. Sam, I am for both, and let me tell you why. If Texas would claim itself as a red state and the Republicans, conservatives, would move to Texas, we could have President Trump as our perpetual president. What's wrong with that?
Are you being
idea?
a cultic member? It's not about flipping man. It's about the nation. Are you trying to make me laugh or get angry?
No. I'm really asking you sincerely. Because I heard this morning Pelosi is planning on have print-at-home ballots. For crying out loud, Deb, we'll never win another election. You know, if they're going to have mail-in ballots and every state can determine their own election rules, then...
Hang on. You just conflated two things there. Very dangerous. If you can have print at home ballots, Nancy wants print at home ballots, and then states can decide how to run their elections. Betsy, that's the Constitution. Yes. The Constitution states that it is the individual states that decide how to run their elections. It's in the Constitution. That's the trouble with what happened in November, because it is the state houses that by the Constitution get to decide if you're using mail-in ballots, if you verify signatures, or if you don't. And they broke the law. They went against the Constitution when governors, when state secretaries, when local county election officials decided to change everything without the acquiescence or the confirmation by the state houses. That's the problem, Betsy.
Okay, then why are you against Texas or any other state seceding?
Because I think it's dumb. I think we're the most powerful nation in the world for a reason. We're the most powerful nation in the world because we are a republic. Betsy, when I start talking, you got to stop.
Yes, sir.
Okay. We are the most powerful nation in the world, in part because of geography, because we are a continent-sized nation that is almost impossible to invade, and secondly, because we are a republic of states. That's why we're so powerful. And as soon as you break it up, you're not going to be the greatest nation on God's earth.
Well, thank you for explaining me to your point of view, and I appreciated that you answered my question. I'm still for secession, but I understand.
It's up to you and it's up to the states. If they wish to do so, you know, okay, if they can make that happen, if they can do it peacefully. But in the meantime, we don't want a civil war because 600,000 Americans died killing each other in the last one. And secondly, I'd like to keep America the greatest nation on God's earth. But stay on the line, Betsy. Good questions. Let's give her a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. Let's go to Bill in Los Angeles, line 5.
Hi, Dr. Gorga.
Hey.
Hey, I'm from Texas, too, and you can tell Betsy we tried that in the Civil War, and it didn't work.
Yeah, but Texas could kind of function as its own state, the size of that economy, but man, I love America. Can we just keep America? It's up to us to keep America. What's your question? What's your comment, Bill?
Two irrational factors, at least, at work in the doomed Trump impeachment. Number one is Chuck Schumer's visceral New Yorker turf war mentality. And number two is Pelosi's Sunset Boulevard West Coast jealousy of Melania Trump.
Oh, that could be part of it. I think the green-eyed monster, there is nothing quite like a jealous woman. And of course, you're right, Chucky Chuck Schumer, who said what? We're going to take Georgia and then we're going to take the world. I mean, seriously, I love it. I love it. We got to play. Did you hear Rand Paul's speech on the doomed impeachment?
Oh, yes.
How did you rate it?
Well, he was right on. And Stephanopoulos has abdicated his role as a journalist. That is not what journalists are trained to do. They're trained to get information, not to stop it.
Yeah, he never was a journalist. Little secret. Love you, Bill. Great calls. What a great bunch of callers already. Don, Sharon, Chris, don't go anywhere. This is America First. YouTube has suspended us for 7 days because a congresswoman used her First Amendment rights on this channel and they nixed us. If you want to watch us, you can do it at our website, sebgorka.com. That's SEBGORKA. You can click on the live stream. You can hear the show 24/7, but you can also watch it live. And don't forget, we're also on Rumble. The videos are posted to the YouTube First Amendment alternative, rumble.com/SebGorka, SEBGORKA. And as one of our listeners just told us, Rumble's on Roku, so you can even use your Roku box. Thank you, guys. We are America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, if you're in pain, you've got to try this product. It liberated me from a lower back pain issue that had haunted me, plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor morning and night. 2 weeks later, I was pain-free. And I'm still pain-free more than 2 years later. Wouldn't you like to be able to have that story as your own and to share it with others? Well, there's only one way to find out. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening as I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for me and thousands of your fellow Americans. Call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com.
America First.
Can you believe it? They are saying that they don't agree with America First. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
You just can't. Jen Psaki, Psaki, whatever it is, the orange lady bad. We have a lovely montage. We've got a new phrase. It's her favorite phrase. She's the White House spokesperson. Video cut for.
I'll circle back if there's more I can share with you. But I'll circle back with you if there's more to convey. I'll have to just circle back with you. We can circle back with I'm happy to circle back with you. I can circle back. I will have to circle back on that one. That's an excellent question.
Oh, such an important question.
We will circle back with you and we'll circle back with you. It's an interesting question, but we'll circle back. I'm happy to circle back, but I'll have to circle back with you on it. It's a good question, but we'll circle back with you on this today. We will certainly circle back with you more directly.
I guess she's not a fan of rhomboids. Or triangles. She loves circles. That montage is just from the last 6 days. such transparency. Let's go to your calls. John in Maryland, line one. Welcome, John.
Dr. Gorka, thank you for taking my call. Real quick, thank you for sending me the book, War for America's Soul. I'm enjoying it very much.
You're very welcome.
But my call today is the crazies are still out there, the conspiracy crazies.
I know.
It's amazing the things I'm seeing. Like, the military's still in control. President Trump is running a shadow government, and everything is going to happen on February 1st.
Oh, no, it's March 4th. Didn't you get the latest one?
No, I did not get March 4th. Oh, my gosh. how long are these people going to chase the ever-moving goalposts?
Great question. Until two things happen. They stop making money out of it, or somebody puts them in an insane asylum. And since I don't think we have insane asylums anymore, there's always going to be crazies. It's nutty. Every day, people send me videos of people saying, it's okay. It's not real. Biden is not the president. Donald Trump is. And he's going to come out of hiding on March 4th because that was the original date of the inauguration or something. Why are you getting these? I'm curious. Are these people you know, John?
No. Just browsing on social media. I'm seeing people posting up the theories. The other outlandish one is that the Republic of the United States ended with Ulysses S. Grant.
And it's a corporation.
Yes, correct. Yes. And Trump is going to actually become the 19th president of the United States. I can't get my mind around how on earth all this stuff flourishes. How come people don't have discerning thought anymore?
You know, two reasons. I'm going to do a show. I swear I'm going to do a TV show on this stuff. Number one. Education, lack of capacity to do critical analysis, critical thought, and look at primary sources and debunk garbage. And secondly, the real psychological reason, John, is because it's a way to duck responsibility. Whether you're a fascist blaming the Jews, whether you're a communist blaming the oligarchs, or whether you're a loony saying it's the lizard men, it means I'm not in control of my life. Somebody else is, so I don't have to do anything. It's like those morons at Q. Trust the plan, even if the plan changes every 3 weeks. Great call, John. Happy you're enjoying the book. Next, Dinesh D'Souza and Charlie Kirk.